This year, unlike years past, Republicans have candidates eagerly running for the state legislature across the state. For the first time in two decades, Republicans believe they can double their seats in the state legislature. But even if they do, will it be enough to have an impact on Beacon Hill? WBUR's Fred Tice this morning reports on two Republicans who were so far getting an enthusiastic welcome from voters.
Ben Quell is 39 years old. He's a former Army captain, a veteran of the war in Iraq, who served with General David Petraeus. The turning point for him came when he lost his job and benefits. He's now working as an independent contractor. He thought he could either sit around and gripe or get out there and do something. That's when he decided to run.
I think it's a great environment to be running against an incumbent. I think that a lot of people are going to be out there who are unhappy right now. And when people are really unhappy, they're going to hold the person accountable who's got the job currently.
Quell meets me in his Jeep Cherokee in a parking lot off Route 3.
We're going to go to Plimpton. Start knocking on doors.
Sounds great.
Quell has always been into politics. He says he likes to read the state budget. He thinks people now want to see their neighbors run, regular Joes like him, who can feel their pain personally. He says when he's knocking on doors, he doesn't present himself as a Republican. He says you don't go around waving an elephant.
It's not going to get people motivated, and people just don't want to hear all about the negatives and the Democrats and stuff. They want to hear ideas, and that's what Scott Brown did, right? It's an independent thinking state.
Hi, good morning.
Sir, my name is Ben Quell. I'm running for state rep.
So what do you stand for, Ben?
I stand for fiscal responsibility.
Before Quell even gets to run against the Democratic incumbent, he has to face another Republican trying to get on the ballot. Joe Tricelli is 27, also an Iraq War veteran. He walks around his neighborhood in Plymouth gathering signatures while pushing his 16-month-old son, Joey, in a stroller.
I'm trying to get my name on the ballot at this point.
What can you tell me about yourself?
I've spent about 10 years now in the military. Mm-hmm. I'm for limited but effective government, kind of the Jeffersonian principle of smaller government.
Voters like Bernie Durante respond.
I hope this is like the beginning of a huge mushrooming grassroots movement. Good luck to you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Right.
The hope of a movement is what keeps candidates like Joe Tricelli and Ben Quell motivated on the campaign trail. But the cold reality is that Republicans hold only one out of every 10 seats in the State House of Representatives.
We got to get up there with at least 15 to 20 new names on that board.
Ben Quell believes Republicans' chances of doubling their numbers in the legislature are pretty good.
If a lot of these more level-headed Democrats come to work one day in the general court, they look up on that board and they see 10 or 15 names that are now Republican, it's going to be that nudge that they need to come to the center of the aisle, listen to what we have to say, and vote along those lines that they know are actually the ones that people need and want.
Steve Crosby agrees that Republicans could double their numbers. He was chief of staff for acting Governor Jane Swift, and he's now dean of the McCormick Institute at the University of Massachusetts at Boston. But when I asked him whether twice as many Republicans in the legislature will get enough independent Democrats to join with them on key votes, he said,
I think that's pretty much of a pipe dream. The Speaker of the House in Massachusetts is very, very powerful.
But one matter on which Crosby believes Republicans could hold sway is taxes.
If Speaker DeLeo decided to favor an increase in the gas tax and the Republicans had got a bunch of new members and sort of scared all the Democrats, it's conceivable that there could be pressure to oppose something like some kind of a tax increase. So it's not totally unreasonable, but it's pretty far out there.
It's a far-out dream that's got Republicans like Ben Quell out in the woods of Plimpton trying to get on the ballot. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.